Welcome to Whatever This Is. This is the podcast where two guys sit down and discover whatever this is. My name is Kyle. I am talking with Grant, trying to find an Oliver Tingley.
What Oliver?
Damn it, Oswald. I'm talking to Grant, couldn't find Oswald Tingley. And I'm not talking about JFK. I am talking to Grant, I wish I had a better intro, Tingley.
I don't have, I'm not doing intros, you're doing intros. I'm talking with Kyle, wish I had a better intro,
Tingley. Marshall. which is weird, because your brother's name is Kyle, so there actually is a Kyle Tingley. Well, this didn't work at all. Grant, where are you right now?
I'm sitting uncomfortably close to you on the floor of your Marriott hotel room.
Hey, they're not a sponsor, so we don't talk about who we're inside
of right now. Hey, you're a platinum member.
Soon to be a platinum member, yes.
Which we don't know what that means.
Terrible, terrible things to the concierge.
Oh, that's why I want to be a concierge.
Mm. What, we were talking about that off mic. Why a concierge?
It would just be fun to get people stuff. Mm-hmm. And to know the city so well that you could do, you know, like do secret, almost like mafioso stuff.
There's a lot of hits that happen when you're a concierge of the second biggest hotel chain in the world.
And Ralph Fiennes in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm down here because I was attending the 9th annual VidCon. You're down here because apparently you live here. I'm still not convinced. But I make the trip every single year. We had a lovely day at Disneyland here today. I thought we would spend a few minutes here because I'm very, very tired. So this is not going to be a full episode here. We'll do that later on in the future somehow. Tell me if you have any questions for me. Jumping into this recording. Well,
what's the best thing that you did at VidCon?
You know, I thought that my favorite thing that I got to do was attend this conversation, this interview that Bo Burnham had with Grace Helbig. And I just thought it was a really interesting, open conversation about artists and making art and having that terrible voice inside of your head that thinks you're not good enough and still pushing forward and doing what you think you need to do, artistically at least. So I had a lot of fun there. I thought also the LGBTQ plus panel I went to, it got a little controversial in a certain portion. For inside baseball reasons that we're not going to go into here, but specifically about demonetization and that sort of thing that I thought this was a really great conversation about. And then I also got to just talk to certain people one-on-one for good long chunks of time that I took a lot of value from. So I think, as always, as I take a longer and longer time, or because I've come so many times here to VidCon, the stuff that I take away the most is the relationships and being able to see friends again and that sort of thing.
That's fantastic that you've made friends.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird for a guy who I would consider didn't really have many friends at all going through high school, and now I seem to have so many that I'm honestly trying to get rid of some. I don't need this many.
You just go to them and ask for their resignation letter. I want your resignation on my desk in the morning.
Hey, everyone. I called you all together here today just to be really thankful about all the friendship that you provided to me over the years. Let's just all step forward if you just want to be friends with me. Oh, not so fast, Matt. I'm sorry. Bye. That's what would happen.
Horrible.
What's new for you? Like, what's going on here down in? Are we in the OC? Are we OC adjacent?
We are in the OC. We're in the OC.
Do you call it the OC?
No one does. Mm. We sometimes say
the Orange County.
We say OC sometimes, but mostly we say Orange.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there other fruits?
Lemon.
Is there really a lemon district?
No, there's just other fruits.
Oh, okay. So in general, yes, there's other fruits. That's good to know, because I was unsure of how that all worked together.
I think avocado's a fruit.
And tomatoes.
Did you know that avocado comes from the word, like the Mayan word testicle?
I did not.
I think that's true. I'm not sure. But apparently because they look like testicles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you guys have avocados in Canada?
Barely.
They probably cost like $9.95.
Oh my God, they're so much more expensive. You can come down here to LA and basically buy an avocado for 25 cents.
That's not true at all. They're like four for $2.99.
Yeah, it's like $2.99 for one up in Canada.
That's nuts.
So, or can be, depends on the time of year. I don't know. I don't eat a lot of avocado toast anymore. I've become poor. Matt here in the room does eat a lot of avocado toast.
Well, he's a millennial.
Yeah, that's what they do. They eat their avocado toasts and get on their Snapchats and download filters.
And what is it? Ruin restaurants?
That's right, yeah.
Chain restaurants, Applebee's.
Love Rick and Morty, apparently.
Tickle people.
Oh, wait.
Tickle people?
Yep, that's what I
That is actually Matt Mort in the room that you're hearing on the recording here.
I heard that's what I heard, tickle people. Yeah.
Talking about Disneyland specifically, I know you've gone much more often than I get to go. I don't know, what is it like as being a local going to Disneyland? Is it just like, oh, I have to put up with the tourists here right now? Or is there still fun that you
No,
have?
It's like, it's because if you have the opportunity to go, I used to have a pass. I had a pass last year. And then this year they got rid of my pass and then brought it back with way more blackout dates and much higher price. So I'm just like, you know, I don't live close enough to go, you know, once a week anymore. So it's not worth it. But as a local that does it, it's worth, I like the tourists, mm-hmm. and it's fun to watch the tourists. My favorite part is watching the kids, of course.
Although you've been told by the courts not to anymore.
Yeah, I was talking to Jen about how I've wanted to take pictures of, because kids have like super awesome shirts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really want to take pictures of that kid's shirt, but I know that would be highly inappropriate.
Right.
And yeah. I would get very much in trouble.
Ma'am, can I just take a picture of your child?
And then I thought it would be
random stranger.
I'm like, it might be even worse if I ask for permission.
Yeah.
But I would be like, I just want to take a picture of the shirt, not the face. And then they're like, you want to take a picture of my daughter's chest?
Right, right.
And so it's like a whole world. Like, no, just take the shirt off. Let me take a picture of it on the ground.
Yes, can you disrobe your children for me, please?
So it's like, every once in a while I ask a person to take a picture of their shirt, like an adult person to take a picture of their shirt. And every single person said, yes, of course, it's fine.
Maybe just stop talking to people. I think that's the rule that I would take from that.
Well, and if you notice for me, I talk to like every single employee.
Yes, and use their full name every single time.
But it's, you know, I really like Disney, like when you're talking like to Boris that went with us, who's mm-hmm. has a pass.
Who I'm not convinced that's his real name, but yes.
Well, he's dating a Natasha, I believe.
That's
and
right.
Very upset with Moose and Squirrel.
Yeah, really upset about that wildlife around his
really
house.
Really obsessed. We talk about how we can go in with a game plan and, you know, him and I could hit every ride easily.
Yeah.
You know, in half a day at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because you know all the tricks, you know all the like, I was at California Adventure yesterday and I hit almost every ride multiple times.
Yeah, right.
And it's because I know what I'm doing. I'm on a mission. But there's also, so we can do things like that. We know the tips and tricks. And when I was in high school, a friend of mine came down and I gave him that experience. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and he told me like years later, that was horrible. I hated it.
Right.
And it's like, oh man, I gave you the perfect California experience. You got to go on every ride.
Right, but it's not about going on the rides, but the experience of being in Disney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned from that just to not, I'll give advice if asked, but otherwise I'm just like, hey, whatever you want to do when guests come.
Yeah.
But when you go with other people that are locals and do
the
it all the time.
Power users, if you will.
Yeah, so it's power bottoms.
Yeah, that's right.
So we just nail things super quickly.
Right into the power bottoms.
Right into the power bottoms. Yeah. And we can just go so quickly through things. And we get characters in if we want.
Right, taking your pictures. Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, some of the people that are super knowledgeable of Disneyland just know somehow when characters are going to appear.
Right.
And I'm just like how do you know sense. This? Because I'm good with rides and stuff, but I don't know all the details. Like, Boris was like, I could ask him a question. He's like, yeah, I'm like, jeez.
I was actually really, not to, like, pimp out another application and stuff like that, but the app, the Disneyland app, was actually really great this year. This is the first time they allowed me to actually put my ticket on my phone and to actually use Fast Passes on my phone. Still a little bit of pricey, I think, to that they charge you $10 for that privilege, but still really convenient, so I don't have to run across the park, get my fast pass, come back, and
well, the ten bucks gives you the pictures too.
It gives me pictures too. Yes.
So every picture costs $10, but now you get a digital copy, super, you know, high quality picture, which is pretty neat.
Yeah. So if that matters to you.
I got to download the picture from Space Mountain.
Yeah, the parents are not going to let you do that.
No, it's probably already censored.
That's right. Our legs have been touching very uncomfortably for the last 5
minutes. Thighs.
So, yeah, thigh against thigh. So we're going to wrap this up.
I got to wash my feet.
Let's do that. Let's do that together, Grant.
You want to do it for me?
Sure.
Nice.
In the Jewish faith, that's a sign of respect to wash the other person's feet.
Did you see the Pope do that one time?
He did.
Francis, man.
Francis is a good guy.
Yeah.
I call him Pope Frank, but...
He did... Everyone was upset because he talked about abortion recently.
True.
And that was like... he was like, yeah, no abortion.
Well, I mean, he's Catholic, I would assume.
Yeah, but he was with the... when talking about homosexuality, he's like, God made you that way and God loves you.
Yeah.
So he's like mostly awesome
pretty
Pope.
Progressive and... Let's talk about abortion some other time.
Now, let's deep dive into
let's
that.
Let's do a deep dive right now.
Let's do a John Oliver deep dive.
That's right.
All comedy right. Show, 45 minutes on, you know, criminal seizures.
Hey, listen, here's two white guys' opinions on female reproductive rights. Let's get into this. let's jump forward in time and go now to later on in the week.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Sure. Why not? All right, Grant, let's continue this conversation. I have now flown whatever it is, 1,800 kilometers, probably more than that, from...
What are those? I don't know what those are.
I've flown, what is it, 400 fathoms? I don't know how length or distance
works.
That's
depth. That's depth.
Well, depth can be turned on its side and become girth and length, can
okay.
it not?
Girth?
Okay, we can't talk about penises. We made a promise to Blake that we're not going to talk about penises this episode. Okay. Going past that.
I don't think we talk about penises that much.
Well, we are right now.
Okay, I'm gonna open my monster. Hang on.
Okay.
There we go.
Great. We're back into the swing of things. We had some time in Disneyland. We experienced each other in the flesh. And now we're going to continue our conversation while I'm here in my recording studio and you are down in, I presume, a barn. I don't know exactly how your recording sessions look like.
In Avocado Mandatory. That's my studio name, Avocado Mandatory.
Great. I really want that to be a shirt brand at some point. We have some topics.
Have I never told you that Avocado Mandatory is my studio name?
I think you have. I've just chosen to forget it, I think, is how that works.
It's the only thing that I've remembered for more than 1 year.
And that includes my age. So, Grant,
36.
It's somewhere in there. Something in that range. Grant, what do you have to talk about today?
Okay, first of all, I owe you money.
You do. And funny enough, you did offer me the money while I was standing in front of you. And I, of course, said, we'll remember to do that when we get back to the hotel, which we did not.
So
how do people send money to each other is what we're asking people.
I'm literally sitting here. I'm trying to make my checkbook make sounds. But that is my checkbook.
Yes. That
is literally my checkbook.
You're going to write me a check?
Well, you said a money transfer. That's not happening.
Okay.
We're literally not doing that.
Why?
Because I think it cost me like $5 or something like that.
Okay. Can't you send me like use that app, whatever it's called, Varney, Jim Varney? Venmo.
Oh my God, I miss that guy.
Ernest.
Was he Slinky Dog?
Yeah, he was also Ernest. This is our new movie called Ernest Tries to Give Someone Money and Fails.
That's the worst movie ever.
I think most of the movies were the worst movies ever, but don't at me. So
I should
have
preface
a checkbook.
This that I haven't slept in 3 days.
You also apparently had not slept for 3 days when I saw you. So that's a total of 6 days in the last week that you have not slept, apparently.
That is not true, because I told you that I slept really good the night before at the Motel 6.
Right, right. Do you think it's your bed? Is that why you're not sleeping?
No, haven't I told you that since I was 20-ish, I've had really bad insomnia?
Yeah, but I thought your medication was helping with that or something.
Yeah, my anti-anxiety medication is supposed to make me sleepy. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first time I...
You know what does make me sleepy? Lithium.
Okay. Let's talk about... what is that drug that I was talking about at Disneyland?
Meth?
Okay, I've been making a lot of jokes about meth lately. Let me clarify this. I am not on meth. I have not done meth. Well, no, that's true.
I know that, Grant, because you still have your teeth.
No, but the what Leo was on.
Yeah, Quaaludes.
Quaaludes. Okay, if there was a drug that I could choose to do right now, it would be Quaaludes. This is what I want you to do. I want you to give me Quaaludes, Kyle.
Yes.
The only person I would trust would be you.
Okay. And then we would have to do it in like a safe place where.
Exactly. I want you to lock me in a place. Uh-huh. I want you to give me Quaaludes.
Do you want to do Quaaludes too? With no hard corners. That's number one.
Do you want to do Quaaludes too?
I'd be curious. The weird thing is that I've never done any type of drug. And so I'm really nervous about what that would look like. Because even I haven't even done weed. I haven't smoked a J.
Okay. Okay.
I think is what the kids call it.
This is not working out. Who would be if you and I did Quaaludes together?
That would be the podcast right there.
Now, who are we going to trust to lock us in?
Johnny Depp.
No. No, I refuse that. There's no way I'm doing that. He is a fucking nightmare.
Did you see his quote the other day? I really wish I could remember the context. So this story is going to be awful because it's like a third-hand story that's not going to make sense. But he was referring to The Matrix. He was making an allusion to The Matrix. But he followed up and so he basically said, it's like Neo in The Matrix. Although I never saw the movie and I didn't understand it when I read it. And I laughed because then why are you making that your analogy if you have no reference for it? Anyways, we don't know Johnny Depp anymore. He stopped talking to us once he got famous.
Okay.
So I'm going to say...
I'm serious. Who is going to be our guy to lock us in?
You know, Jen would be fun.
Danielle Melville Jones would be very responsible.
He would be very responsible and very disapproving at the same time.
He would look at us very, But he would still do it.
I don't want to tell you that God has lost faith in you, but... That's what's happening.
Well, I'm an atheist, so.
I know, but that's what his interpretation would be. I'm assuming. I don't know. It's not like I do a podcast with him.
I love Danielle. Mm-hmm. Danielle? Did I just say
you
Danielle?
Said Danielle.
Danielle Fishel.
He is transitioning, so.
No, I love Danielle. Yeah. I think he's one of the most smartest person that I've ever met, mm-hmm. honestly. And, my God. I feel... 3 days not sleeping right now.
Sure. We'll go through this and then you can go lie down.
But no, he had a survey on his Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I said, guess what I put?
What did he ask?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it was what he should watch. Mm. One was, the new Ethan Hawke movie.
Right, yeah.
And one was You're My Neighbor or something like that.
Oh, the Fred Rogers one, yeah.
Yeah. So I told I voted, and then I said, guess what I put? And he said, Reform, which is the Ethan Hawke movie.
Yeah.
And I said, of course you're right. Because he was like, he responded with, I don't know exactly what you would put, but I'm going to guess that you put Reform. Or whatever the name is.
Yeah.
And I said, of course you're right. You are, I think he's one of the smartest people I know.
He's up there for sure. Why don't you want to watch the Mr. Rogers documentary?
No, I'm on board with that. But I think I want Danielle again. Jesus Christ. I want him to watch the Ethan Hawke movie.
I want him to watch Hereditary and just see what he says.
Have you watched it yet?
I have not. I'm too scared to see it in theaters. I'm going to have to wait for it to come out on video.
How do you watch scary movies?
In the middle of the afternoon.
I have a wicked story, by the way.
You have a wicked story?
I have a wicked story.
Okay, cool.
I'm
about
from
like
Northern
the
California,
musical Wicked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. I was watching Chopped Junior today.
So wait, stop. You have to tell the story first before we segue into something else.
No, I'm gonna segue.
Okay.
Into this very quickly. I was watching Chopped Junior today, mm-hmm. and the girl said, "If I win, I'm gonna see Hamilton." And I wanted to grab her. I wanted to hug her, and then I would be arrested, and yes. then put in jail with Jared from Subway.
That's right.
But it was like, I loved that. I thought it was amazing. Anyways,
that's what they're gonna do with the money. Anyways, yeah, going back to your wicked story.
Now I've forgotten what I was gonna say. Give me more preface.
We're talking about horror movies, specifically Hereditary.
Oh, okay. I made my dad go with me to see the Blair Witch Project.
Oh boy, I want to know how that went.
It went horribly.
Yeah.
I loved it, but it was like what was that 1998,
something in there.
But I would make my dad take me because my parents were divorced, and my dad would just do whatever I wanted.
Because otherwise, he didn't love you. Yes.
So. Yeah, he bought me a lot of really cool shoes.
Uh-huh. That Lambo for a while.
Oh, okay. So I was in gym class. We're going to keep segueing. I was in gym class, and I told you I haven't slept for 3 days.
No, I get it.
So I was in gym class, and somebody stole my shoes and replaced them with his. So I had to wear his shoes home.
Oh, the kids. Sorry, I thought you were still talking about your dad, and that did not make sense at all.
No, but I want you to respond as if you're my dad at the Blair Witch Project.
Sure. So you have to set me up. What's the scene here? Set the scene.
No, we just watched
it.
Okay,
we just watched it. We're coming out. I'm thinking that your dad would probably say something like, "Muh, I really hope that Donald Trump becomes president one day."
Oh, fuck you.
There's nothing scarier than thinking that the Democrats are going to have control of the House and Senate at the same time.
That's I want you to take a guess what other movie I made him see. Because you're going to be wrong, but you're going to love it.
The remake of Psycho.
Memento.
Oh, boy. I bet you he hated that one.
He hated it. Yeah. I could tell, like, it was him and me in the theater. Mm-hmm. There was barely anyone there.
Yeah.
And he was antsy the entire time.
Yeah. It's
like, what is going on here?
It's amazing what parents will put up with their own children.
In divorce.
Well, true enough, but I remember getting like really into movies. So I was watching just like the most pretentious stuff in my teenage years. And my dad would watch them with me. He didn't like a single one of them, but he sat through every single one.
Did I tell you about the time that I tried to see Being John Malkovich?
I think this did come up actually at Disney, weirdly enough.
But, oh, really?
But go on.
So like 20 minutes ago?
No. I mean, oh, yes, because we're...
Oh, like story at the... Okay.
Yeah, no, if you want to pretend that we're still sitting in the same room... I guess we could do that and forget about the part we just recorded.
With our thighs touching,
the sweat trickling between our, sticky flesh.
No, my sweat. You don't sweat. I sweat.
That's right. Canadians don't sweat. Fun fact. It just does not happen for us.
So anyways, I tried to go to see with my friend Brett.
Hart?
Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Not everything is wrestling related.
Pretty sure it is, but okay. By the way, this is also off a story. You posted something to Reddit and got something like 380 likes or something on the post. Got
I think
crazy
it's 411.
Comment. 411. Okay, don't want to undersell you here. This morning, I posted what I thought was a hilarious original photo content, which only wrestling fans would understand the context of. And I posted it into a wrestling subreddit. No traction whatsoever. I got 17 likes. That's it. I was so upset.
Do you want to explain what the Space Mountain picture looked like?
Oh, right. Yes. Well, the Space Mountain, we should post that onto the Facebook so people can go and see it. But the Space Mountain one has me and my friend Matt in the front.
You okay, first of all, you look like you're like, oh, this is a ride.
Yeah, which is hilarious because I'm like terrified the entire time. But yes, I look pretty nonchalant about the whole thing. Matt looks like he is Professor X trying to read somebody's mind. He has his like hand up to his temple. And then Grant is right behind us. I believe, is Jen beside you?
No, I'm by myself.
You're by yourself. I thought so. So Grant is right behind us and looks like he's in the middle of orgasming. It is a buck wild picture, I think, because I do not know what you're doing in that picture.
It's, well, to be honest, I don't like people saying that I have no hair.
Okay. Why? So I like to put... What's that issue about?
Well, no, I'm balding.
Hmm. So you just shaved it off first so people can see.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we had fun in Disneyland. I was down in California because of VidCon. I don't know if you have any specific questions for me. I mean,
holy shit, we just made a really good segue.
I know. I wanted to holy honor crap. That fact that we did a great segue. That was my ninth time going down to VidCon.
I'm
going to
drink
them.
Some Monster.
I'm pretty sure that you and I have actually met in person since it moved up to Anaheim, because the first 2 years were right down in L.A., so the first 2 years we didn't meet up. I don't think we were doing the podcast at that point. Pretty sure we weren't. Of course we weren't, because it was 9 years ago, and we've only been doing this for five. But the point I'm trying to make is that I think of all the years that we went to Anaheim, I think there's only 1 year that you and I have not met. There was only that one time where you couldn't make it or something.
I had a mental breakdown, mm-hmm. Yeah, for 1 year. That's right. I'm bipolar, so...
So things happen sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's always a good time to see you. VidCon, of course, is all about online video. It used to be kind of primarily about YouTube, but since that space has exploded, it now includes things like Instagram and the new Instagram TV that just launched here last week, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the other different platforms that are out there nowadays. So, Grant, I think the easiest way to do this, do you have any questions at all for me to talk about it? I have like two things I can bring up, but.
Well, we already talked about Bo Burnham.
Correct. Did we do that on the podcast? We did do that on the podcast. We did. That's correct. Yes. Anything else?
Do you not realize that I can remember stuff for like a year?
Yeah, but then you tell me in the next sentence that you can't remember anything from yesterday. So I never remember.
That's true. Okay. So what I want to know is, did you see something that surprised you?
You know, I think the biggest thing that surprised me, I guess, this year, this is going to be a really weird answer to this, I think. Maybe not what you're really looking for. But over the last couple months, I've been kind of dispirited about video and video making and my own capabilities of doing so. And so I was coming to VidCon because I bought my ticket months ago, and a lot of the friends that I've built up over the years were not coming, so I knew it was going to have a different feel. So I really did think that at the end of this year's VidCon, I'd be kind of like, meh, okay, I'm kind of over this. But what did happen instead is that I kind of left leaving more invigorated than I ever have before, because I think that people are really starting to do one of two things. One, kind of mentioning the fact that YouTube is not the only platform that people should be focusing on or need to be focusing on. And secondly, there are ways to essentially hack that system in order to, you know, keep making the content that you want to make, but also be able to find that audience that you should be able to find. So I don't know. I left being more inspired than I thought I was going to. Also, should I get you a tissue?
Yeah, I have really bad allergies. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on here.
I mean, not to go back to Bo Burnham every single time. I thought that his talk was really, really great. And the talk that Hank Green gave at the creator keynote, if you follow me on any social media platform, you may have seen me post the picture already. But I wrote down his, like, 8 points of advice that he's giving to creators about what to think about over the next year. And so I think that that's... something I'm going to really follow and take to heart over the next 12 months. Plus, one thing I didn't mention, this does not really work for me because I'm in Canada, but if you are a U.S.-based video creator, VidCon themselves are going to be giving $2,000 each week to a different creator to help support them. So there's an application process off of their website that you can go to, which I think is cool. There's some preconditions and stuff, a little fine print, but if you are able to, I think that's something you should go after.
I want you to understand that I'm listening.
No, thank you, Grant. That is very nice of you.
I am listening. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my best. Because you hate me.
No, I don't.
The most important thing that I have is that you hate me. I love when I'm interrupting you. So from now on, I'm just going to text you interruptions.
Oh, good. And so, I can read them out online.
Yeah. So anyways, how bad would it be if I just all of a sudden got that Grant? My name is Grant, but
No, I get it.
Would you fly down and like slit my throat?
No, I'd have no ill will on that. I mean, there is a part of me always that I do compare myself to other people. And the one thing that I have to be very upfront about the content that I create for video online, it's something that I've been doing for years now at this point. Like, I've been consistently making content for about 8 years on YouTube and have really never gotten that much traction. Like, I am the micro of microest creators out there. So when I see people like just start out and like get 10,000 subscribers in 3 months, I'm just like, how are you doing this when I've been doing it for 8 years and can't seem to make any foothold in anything?
The thing that I love about you,
yeah,
is you are a really good interviewer.
Right.
I that is like a talent that nobody has. Like George. Wait, what's that guy that Stephanopoulos?
No,
short
Strombolopoulos, I think is who you're
thinking
of.
That's
guy. Yeah,
there's only some people that can do that. I literally can't do that.
Yeah,
because I'm going. If anyone has listened to the podcast, I'm literally going to interrupt always. And we had a little text interaction where I said that I can't do this and I told you that you can do this. Mm-hmm. So I think you have a really good talent and I think that you should probably pursue.
Yeah, that's a lot of people have been telling me that recently, that they think that I'm a good interviewer, and it's not something that I ever thought I was good at. So to hear multiple people tell me that at multiple different times, and specifically people who don't even know each other, seems to be pointing in the direction that might be something I'm going to try more of. I mean, in the two new podcasts I'm developing, not that either of them have been that secret, both of them are essentially interviews that I'm doing with people. So it's definitely something I'm becoming stronger at as the days go on.
Well, one of them is with Danielle Melville Jones.
Well, that's one that's already being made, yes.
Who I love, so it's not you. So fuck you. It's him.
It's mostly him.
That makes that podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You have two more?
Two more what? Oh, two more podcasts. Yeah. I do have two more podcasts. I'm doing the Stephen Sondheim podcast, which I think I mentioned already on the show.
Oh, my God.
And then
I just got hard.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we can't talk about penises.
Yeah. You and like probably five other people. And then I am starting one underneath the Media Lab brand, the business that I own. And it's just going to be interviewing creative entrepreneurs and artists, first here in the city, but broadening out as I go along.
I told my dad that you have your own business, you have your own house.
Yeah.
I think my dad wants to marry you. But he's also very conservative and loves Trump.
Yeah, yeah. But
so I don't think you want to get married to him.
Would he be willing to have my anchor baby? Is that something he'd be open to?
No.
Okay. Did not think so, but I thought I'd float that flag if I could, to mix a metaphor real good.
But Kyle, mm-hmm. Kyle, I will have your anchor baby.
Okay, good. So I have a plan B here by the sounds of it.
No, I guess if we're talking about podcasts.
Yeah.
I have a secondary podcast as well.
You do. The Grand Affidavit.
It's horrible.
By the way, I should say that the one I do with Daniel is called Assumptions, which you should go and check out. It's an atheist, which is me, and then a Christian, which is Daniel, and we try and just have a good old conversation about our worldviews without yelling at each other.
How are we both atheists?
I don't know. That's interesting. We're
both bisexual atheists, mm-hmm. and there we go.
Yeah, that's what makes this show work, the two topics that we never really discuss ever.
Yeah. Well, I've talked about this before. I don't know if I've texted you about this, but I think everyone's bisexual.
Yeah, there's research that backs that up. I'm still not 100% convinced that that's true, but I definitely think there's more bisexuality out there than is expressed.
Well, no, I think there's people have types. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's pansexual. And people have types. Mm-hmm. You know, I like blonde women. Okay, that's your type. You know what I mean?
What's your type?
Blonde women.
Okay, good. Good to know.
So, yeah. What did you think that I was just randomly picking blonde women?
Well, it's the easiest go-to one, yes.
So, yeah, there we go.
Men with blue hair, by the way, is mine. But you weren't going to ask, but I'm going to offer.
Well, no,
up that.
Never mind. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, good. Okay, let's move on. VidCon was great. I really did enjoy it. Definitely had a different vibe to it this year with the enhanced security. But I think that if you are looking in the right places, there are just these pockets of great community that are out there, and I'm still so happy to be a part of that in a very, very, very small way.
Well, Jen said that you might stop going to VidCon.
I think I will. I mean, I'll be very upfront. I think at this point, I have to go to the next one just so I can say I went to the first 10. That's a nice round number. Who says that they went to the first 9 conventions of something?
So I'll see you next year?
Definitely next year. I had a great conversation with somebody. I'm going to be very not shady. What's the right word? Sneaky. I'm not going to be completely upfront. I hate it when I forget words, Grant. It's my most frustrating thing when I forget easy words.
Yeah, the one thing that we do is forget shit.
Yeah.
I'm having more Coke.
Transparent. That's what I was trying to think of. I'm not going to be very transparent about the person I was talking to. So sorry about that. But I was talking to this person who has a pretty good influence within the online video community, at least as of right now. And I floated the concept of me being more involved in some of the other organizations and with VidCon itself, coming back to be a moderator, and they are open to helping me out with that. So hopefully next year I'll be coming back, but I'll have a yellow badge, which means I can kind of go behind stage and I'll be able to go to some of the other things, which I never have before. That's my hope.
So
I want to be invited back as a guest next year instead of
having a buy ticket. Do you have a plus one?
I'd have a plus one, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Grant Tingley.
Oh, no.
No? Oh, come on, man.
I'd have to go to Jen first. She has the right to first refusal at this point.
Oh, fuck Jen.
Okay, all right. Easy now, Tiger.
Oh,
we should have Matt on here at some point. He was the
third person.
who came here.
I was very excited about meeting Matt. Yeah. That was great.
You've watched his videos, right? Have you watched Matt's videos?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
I was not asking me. I was not asking myself that.
No, I saw his date video.
Oh, so good. It is literally one of my favorite things.
That was one of the best videos I've seen on YouTube.
I think so too, hands down.
That was great. I'm very bad at YouTube, mm-hmm. as we've discussed many times. That I don't know how to go to my subscriptions.
I know. Well, YouTube does not make it easy either, but that's another story.
Yeah, I'm a general moron, Luddite, as it goes. I try and watch yours, and now because you're with Matt, I try and watch Matt's.
By the way, just to make sure it's very, very clear, when you say I'm with Matt, that is not in a relationship context.
Well, no, and I try and watch Jen's.
Yeah.
When she was making videos, I don't know. I don't think she's making videos.
She made one last month, but yeah, it's been a while.
I made a YouTube video once.
Yes. You deleted it, didn't you?
No, it was like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I did, like spicy chicken sandwich thing mm-hmm. in like Budweiser or something like that. And I chugged that. There you go.
Yeah. That was your video. You know, we were trying to make videos for this podcast for a while and that kind of fell through.
Yeah. Bacon.
Yeah. That's what it was going to be called. I'm just doing a quick search here on the YouTube here, by the way. Nope. I just need to see what
if you want to edit my videos, we'll do that.
That might be what we need to do here at some point.
But I'm a moron.
Okay, this if you want to see Matt's videos, his name is Matt Mort, M-O-R-T for the last name. So you can just type in his name to find his video channel, or it's youtube.com Matt's Vlogging 2. That's T-O-O for the 2. So I definitely think you should go and watch him because I think he's so good and he should have a way bigger audience than he has currently. So that's my plug. Too. Yeah. Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but we'll see how we can get there. I took the plunge by the way, Grant.
I liked your video about interviewing
Timothée Chalamet. Yeah, I thought that turned out really, really well. I got a pretty good response for my channel, at least. I took the plunge. It recently came out here, Grant, what used to be called YouTube Red, which is now called YouTube Premium. I signed up for the 3-month free trial, so I don't have any advertisements on YouTube anymore. For the next 3 months, at least.
Well, I was already on YouTube Red, so...
You pay the $10 a month, now it's $13 a month?
No, enemy of the show, Snakes. I guess I shouldn't say Sneaks, but Blake.
Uh-huh.
He added me to his Google Plus.
His family account. Yeah. Oh, so you just watch off of his account, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but you don't have to pay it, then, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Got you. Okay.
Because you have like five people you can add.
Six other people, I think, is what it is, which is actually pretty good. Okay. Yeah. So that's cool.
I was special. That was.
Yeah, you're just one of six. Yeah. He has six of those accounts he can throw around. That's really neat. I like that they are able to do that family account. It saves a lot of money doing it that way, which is really, really nice. I am not a fan of doing ad blockers. I know that that's what everyone's go-to thing is. It's like, just get an ad blocker. But I like supporting the content creators that I watch, so I have no problem doing that. It's just here in Canada, we're just getting really screwed over, I think, because we have to pay more than you do and all that jazz for the same stuff. Plus, I don't like how you have to get Google Music in order to have YouTube Premium. You can just buy Google Music by itself, or YouTube Music is what it's called now, but you can just buy YouTube Music, or you can get YouTube Premium, but that comes with YouTube Music, but I can't just get YouTube Premium. It's a big, I don't know, I think it's a dumb thing. I wish I could pick or have them both combined, but they don't let you do that. This is really getting into the weeds fast. No one cares about this. Grant, what other topics did you want to discuss? There's something else.
Was there? Yeah. Oh, no, our...
Summer Movie Wager.
Summer Movie Wager,
yeah, let's finish off with that, see what we're doing. I'm winning.
Fuck you.
I know that.
I want to say fuck you.
I'm winning by 3 points, I think, currently.
Yeah.
Do you have the spreadsheet up there in front of you?
Oh. No, I don't.
Okay, well, 1 second here. Vamp for a second, and I can get up very quickly. So just vamp for just a moment.
I want to make you smile when I ever go. I want to... sleep with balls and
we can't talk about that. We can't talk about that.
I said balls. I didn't say dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, balls. I wanna sleep with you when I ever know I will let you go.
What are you singing, by the way? I have no idea what this is.
I have no idea what I'm singing.
Oh, okay.
I was just improvising.
Okay, well, that's really good. So, yeah,
do you understand what improvising is?
Yes, and we're going to move on to the next thing that we're going to talk about here, which is the Summer Movie Wager.
You literally just yes and me, but you said, like, it was yes and punch me in the dick.
Right. Yeah, I was there too, Grant. I know. So we are the Summer Movie Wager of 2018 is shaping up really nicely. I currently have 43 points.
Grant, I think you're going
to
win.
40 points. Just to compare, in 2017, I ended the year with 40 points. So I already have more than what I ended with last year. You smoked me last year. You got 53 points to my 40. And yeah. Then in 2016, it was close, but you still won. You won with 41 points, and I had 38. So I am definitely closer to winning. And the big one is The Incredibles. And for me currently, because right now,
I have tell the number you every one. Year,
yeah, the number
kids
one.
Kids movies are fucking tough.
They're really tough. They can either go do really well or just not really perform the way that they're gonna, the way you think they're going to. But right now, I have Avengers at number one, Incredibles at number two. So I have the number one and number two movie dead on. And it really is gonna depend how Jurassic Park goes. If it's gonna get into the number three spot by the early word, probably not. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I definitely, looking over my list right now, I have Solo way too high for what it's probably going to end off with. Currently, it is making me some points because I have it at number four, and it is currently at number four. But that's going to, again, change as new movies are brought out.
It's going to go down and make me money.
As is Ocean's 8. Like, right now, Ocean's 8 is number six, but... It's probably gonna be number 10 or number 9. So, which interestingly enough, I don't even have it on my list, Ocean's 8, at all. So we'll see who's right. I'm really excited for it. I think honestly, right now, the big one is where because Ant-Man and the Wasp, we both picked at number 7. It doesn't matter where it goes because it's gonna cancel it out anyways. It's really going to come down to Hotel Transylvania. Hotel Transylvania is going to be the make or break one and where Mission Impossible falls, about whether you're more right or I'm more right. So those are the two movies to watch
for. Mission Impossible.
What's that?
Fucking Tom Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise, but you have him at number 5. That's what you said, is number 5. I don't think it's going to do as well as what you're thinking.
If I nail that.
Then you're golden. You're boned. I'm boned.
You're boned.
So let's wrap it up here, Grant. You know, we talk a lot about MoviePass here on the podcast. MoviePass is like this membership you can get in the United States, at least, where you spend $10 a month and you can see basically unlimited movies. There's an asterisk next to that specifically, but essentially...
Your dad breaks his leg.
Right. And then it's really hard because he won't shut up about his broken leg. Slash Film actually has this really interesting article. It's called 8 Things We Learned from MoviePass CEO Mitch Lowe's Reddit AMA, the Ask Me Anything. So he was on Reddit asking questions. And just to go through this briefly, but I really do recommend going to slashfilm.com.
Well, obviously, I'm an expert on Reddit now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so
yeah,
you,
of course.
You know because how I, all the kids' lingo goes.
411. Karma. Likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the question first is, how is MoviePass really making money? And I like that the first sentence is, to be frank, they're not. So the big thing here that he broke down is that their business model is this, is that there are these things called, or this segment that they describe as occasional moviegoers. These are the people who go and see 4, maybe 5 movies a year. Okay? So they're hopefully going to get these people who only go and see movies 4 to 5 times a year to pay that $10 a month, knowing that that's going to still save them money in the long run, essentially. Now, they say that the people who'd get MoviePass actually increased their movie watching by going to about 9 to 10 on average. That still, though, means that there's a couple months there or a few months that they're spending money but not actually going and seeing any movies. And that's where they want to get their money out of, is those occasional moviegoers, to offset the people who are going like every day to go and see a movie. Now, there is some new features that they've been broadening out. Now, you have a MoviePass, correct?
Yes.
Do you know about surge pricing?
I have learned recently about it. So yes.
Can you describe what it is?
Well, they like premium movies, they're going to charge like $2.99 more.
Right. Yeah.
I think.
So that's exactly what it is. So this is the new peak pricing feature, is basically trying to curb that heavy use. So it's not like, oh, the new Avengers film just came out, I'm going to go and see that for $10. Well, guess what? No, it's actually going to be $13 if you're going to go and see it on opening weekend. If you wait until the next month, then yeah, it goes back down to that regular price. But it's trying to curb the people using it for those big blockbusters opening weekend. And then the other big one is they're thinking about bringing out a family plan. And
the most hilarious thing, my dad is like, I should have the movie pass.
Right.
And I'm like, you have no smartphone.
Oh,
he
right.
He has a
yeah.
flip phone.
Yeah. So you need
flip phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the family pass is good for me.
Yeah. That'd be great
for you. Yeah.
They recently turned on this thing about no repeat viewings, meaning that if you've seen a movie with MoviePass, you can't go back to the same movie and use your MoviePass again, which I can kind of get that ruling. It was met very unfavorably by the people who have MoviePass already, but it kind of makes sense to me in the grand scheme of things as a business practice. Kind of scummy, I guess, to do it after the fact, after having using it for a while. But I think the last thing is the one that I think I'm most interested about, because they recently bought MoviePhone, right? That service where you used to call up on the phone and they tell you what movies were playing, and it was a website too, or became a website. So he quoted this, what's his name? Mitch Lowe, the CEO of MoviePass. He says, quote, "Regarding MoviePhone, the website has not gone away, and we are integrating this service by jointly developing content that will be seen on both the MoviePhone and MoviePass sites. This is a work in progress as well. Finally, we plan to build out our Night at the Movies next year. It's a busy time for MoviePass, and we're making progress towards these initiatives." So essentially what they're doing is they're trying to get into the content creation game type of thing, so that they are the destination that when you say, I want to learn about movies, I want to see those trailers, that the first thing you think of is, I'm going to go to the MoviePass website and actually do that. So, Godspeed to them, I suppose. Are you still listening, Grant?
Yes. I'm trying to listen. Just more.
Dead silence from the other end there.
I'm trying to be a more motivated, like, interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
This is your crap.
This is my crap. You have MoviePass. I don't even have MoviePass up here in Canada.
No, I'm talking about my actions.
Oh,
I want to participate more with your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Thank you. That's where we need to leave
dick.
It. We're not supposed to talk about dicks anymore. Okay, well, Grant, thank you so much for spending some time with me. This has been Whatever This Is. There's so many different ways you can get a hold of us. If you want to send us some comments, questions, concerns, feedback, you can do that by emailing us at whateverpod@gmail.com. You can follow us over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/whateverpod. And then we have our Twitter account, twitter.com/whateverpod. However, for the both of us, the probably the best way is to follow our individual Twitter accounts. Mine is twitter.com/thekylemarshall. That's two L's in Marshall. Grant, what's your Twitter?
No.
That's right. He's the user no on Twitter. So if you go to twitter.com/no, you actually can't. You actually have to have 6 characters to make a Twitter account.
No, Fejimans, Fejima, FF.
Nope. That's not how you spell that.
Threaks. Mm-hmm. Threaks? Is that a word?
I think there's a backslash in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Fejimans. Figure it out and how to spell that.
This is what happens when I haven't slept for 3 days.
I know. Why don't you go and have a rest, and I'll just go and start editing this podcast so we can upload it on time.
Okay, F-E-J-I-M and Z, or Z, depending on what country you're in.
That socialist country of Canada, that's the only country that does it, the Z.
You know, I literally miss Canada.
She could come back sometime. Are you able to come back? Did you leave on good terms?
No.
Yeah, you totally ghosted her, didn't you?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
I left with middle fingers going up.
Double guns, just like going at it. Oh, Grant, I have to tell you this. I forgot to tell you this. So coming back to Canada, there was an issue on the plane. As we were landing, literally making the descent back into the Calgary airport, a few rows ahead of me, all of a sudden, like the people were standing up and like trying to flag down the stewardesses. They were pushing the button. The lights were flashing. Like a big swarm of stewardesses came over. They got the oxygen mask out. So the lady who was sitting up there had actually passed out. She actually fallen over, passed out. And so the guy's like, "Is there a doctor on the plane?" You know that famous movie scene. There's a doctor that comes up there and tries their best to help out what's going on. A pilot comes on the plane, PA. He's like,
"Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we land here and get up to the gate, please do not stand up. We're going to get the EMTs to come onto the plane," which is what happened. And luckily enough, she did kind of become lucid again, sort of. And they walked her off the plane before they laid her down on the gurney and took her off. But crazy. I've never actually been a part of something like that on the plane before.
Was she drunk?
No, I think she literally passed out, like either lightheadedness or I don't know. I think,
well, like whenever I'm on a plane, I sleep every time.
I can't sleep. I'm too tall, so I can't actually lean back and rest.
Oh, fuck you.
But because her family was there, or her family was there, I kind of have a suspicion that this was just a ploy so they could get off the plane first. That's my guess, but who knows?
Really?
It's the perfect crime, Grant. You don't have to wait. You're going right to the baggage claim.
But also, you are a piece of shit, so...